Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After an outright cruel winter, it seems this summer, more than others in New England, people have earned the opportunity to get outside and bask in the glow of nature. So today, we return to a place we visited 4 years ago, the Frederick Law Olmsted National Historic Site in Brookline. We were last here to pay our respects to a 200-year-old Olmsted elm before it was cut down. We return to the same place and the same tour guide for a view of the Jefferson elm tree planted in place of the old giant elm.
Well, from my eye, it's in excellent shape.
That is Jamaica Plain naturalist and Olmsted historian Jerry Wright, who portrays Olmsted at the historic site in Brookline.
For me, when I was looking up at this tree, I was just thinking that for every life of every tree, like every life of every person, has a desire to grow with a purpose.
For landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted, the purpose of his creations, including the Emerald Necklace here in Boston, was to offer a public retreat. This Sunday marks the 150th anniversary of an important day in Olmsted's life. It's the day Olmsted stood in Yosemite in California before it was a national park to read aloud his historic report titled Yosemite and the Mariposa Grove. That report is largely credited with the creation of Yosemite and then other national parks. We spoke with Jerry Wright about the report and Olmsted's view of open spaces.
Olmsted wrote this report because when he was in California, he discovered Yosemite, and he was overwhelmed with the beauty. And he realized that there were some people for California who wanted to utilize this as a tourist attraction and actually run a mill there, cutting down trees, using some of the land for farms. And he felt that all the land should be preserved. So he wrote this report as the chairman of the commission, which the governor of California had appointed.
The timing here, it's right at the end of the Civil War, 1865, and clearly this in itself is weighing on his mind.
Oh, yes. And he makes a paradoxical statement about the condition of people during the war. He starts the report by referencing six art experiences, the Golden Dome of the Capitol, the Statue of Liberty arriving, and the Great Park of New York City. So in the midst of the war, there seemed to be a craving toward the art, which was a higher calling in the midst of the absolute destruction.
He seems to equate the creation and preservation of beautiful spaces such as Yosemite with the creation and the display of great art.
I think absolutely true. In fact, Olmsted would say, this is a magnificent piece of art. The whole Yosemite combined with the giant sequoia trees, the Mariposa Grove. And he would say that it wasn't just one scene. There were falls there, three sets of falls that were 15 times higher than Niagara. He would talk about the tremendous cliffs. So it wasn't one scene. It was scene after scene after scene that, for me, formed a symphony of nature.
That's right. He called it the greatest glory of nature. And when I was reading the report, there was a line that caught my eye that made me think about the Emerald Necklace of Boston, which, of course, is his, in which he said, quote, flowering shrubs of sweet fragrance and balmy herbs in the meadows, and there is everywhere a delicate odor of the prevailing foliage in the pines and the cedars. He's talking about Yosemite, but you can see and feel the Emerald Necklace in that statement, too.
I find that absolutely fascinating because for me, obviously, this is no Yosemite. But when you look from Franklin Park down to the Fens, you have such a terrific variety. And you look at Jamaica Pond, and there you have Hellenic Hill, which we have preserved. And so it's this forest. And then you get up to Franklin Park, but there was a great valley a mile long, now the golf course. So you had all of these different scenes, for our own emerald necklace here in Boston that were so put together as a piece of art. So when you moved from one scene to another scene in Franklin Park, you would come to points of vistas where you would come out of the woods and there would be the valley before you, as if you could see forever here in our city of Boston.
Jamaica Plain naturalist Jerry Wright speaking with us about Frederick Law Olmsted's Yosemite Report. Jerry has been touring the country and national parks this summer, reading the report aloud. You can find more information about this Sunday celebration of its 150th anniversary on our website, wbur.org.